Testing, and we on. Hello and everyone, welcome back. We still ain't got permission to use Go With The Flow yet. Gotta still pay for that royalty and everything, but we're working on it. So anyway, we just have to go naked without the theme song. So, good morning everyone, and welcome to the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show! I know it sounds strange without the music. I wish I could use it, but they won't let me. Not yet. Soon I paid the payment plan that I have for the royalty, then I can use it. But I want no problems with speaker and the people who own the thing. Nope. So lately I've been talking about Star Trek Discovery Season 4 and the last three seasons. So we will start off with that. And mostly I will have a strip because I pay for people to write my podcast strip and also pay for people to do the reading when I want to talk about. But that's coming later on. Once we get everything straightened, I'm back now. Season 3, you know. And we got everything working out. So I'm going to make a couple of these tapes because it's the holiday. And probably won't be on probably next Sunday and a couple other Sundays. But I'm going to give you many of these that I can today. And this is the last for the rest of the month. And also last for December and probably January. Now, did a bad thing. No, family. If you're listening, I fell just a little bit behind on my gas electric. Okay, nothing to be worried about. Like I said, they gave me permission to pay my own bills again, but I fell just a little behind on the gas electric. That's right, because I'm gonna be with God and ask God to help me. I gotta be honest with everything. So I'm being out honest, because I know there's a lot of Christian people watching this. And I know y'all probably shaking your head now. No, he didn't. Yeah, I did. I fell behind on my gas electric. Didn't have no excuse. Didn't have no excuse to do it. Nothing. I just didn't pay it, you know. Like the Bible said, gotta be honest. Just throw it out there. Just get it off your chest. And there was no reason for not to pay it. My gas electric is like $126. Okay? We'll get back to Star Trek in a minute. But I have to testify. I have to tell God and all the Christian people who believe in you, Jesus. I have to testify. And God gave me this permission to pay my own bills too. Don't worry though, family. Family and friends, listeners. Pray for me, okay? Pray for that I get back on track. But I do have the money to pay it though. Okay? It's not $1,000, it's not $2,000 like it was in the past. It's nowhere near that. Thank God it ain't. It'll be a lot of trouble. Rich Cross let me pay my own bills now. Doing great with the rent. Haven't missed the rent yet. And you can ask Henry. Henry is my community specialist, you know, and you can ask him. I have the rent ready every time I get paid. When it's time to pay the rent, I have it in the envelope. It says rent money. He comes to get it and everything. Last time I was so tired, he just came in. He was laughing at me because I was just so sleepy. I was just out of it. I didn't even know he was there. But And I'm going to New York with him next Saturday. So, Henry, we went our way to New York, buddy, if you're listening. But Ritz-Croft, anybody from Ritz-Croft listening, you probably is. Don't worry, Gas Electric is not going off, okay? Don't call me or nothing. Don't yell at me or nothing. Because I get paid on December the 9th, and I got to January the 3rd. Yeah, I got a cutoff notice, but it ain't cut off, okay? They giving me to January the 3rd. Ain't that sweet? They let me go all the way to Christmas. That's so sweet. That's giving me plenty of time. I get paid twice. Two more times before January the 3rd. And I don't care if I have any money or not. I'm sorry I put my business out there on the line, out there on the air, but gotta get it off. Gotta get off my chest. I promise that I'm gonna do right, and I slipped up just a little. But, just like Rocky said, life will throw you a punch. You're gonna fall. No matter how old you are, no matter how many times you try, you're gonna throw you a punch, you're gonna fall, you're gonna hit the ground. It's not how many times you get hit, it's how many times you get hit and get back up and do the right thing. And I don't care, I don't have no money. The bill is like $4.85, okay? That's right, I'm putting my business out there. The bill is $4.85 and I only paid $126 a month. But I'm going to go with the flow and pay the bill. I don't care if I don't have money or not, okay? My cable bill is like $178, so that'll probably just leave me like $28 in my pocket. Don't worry about transportation to work. That's free. When mobility act right, got plenty of money for transportation to get to work and all. I fell a couple times on the bus because they haven't come and picked me up. But we'll say that for another time. Talk about mobility. But mobility is really worse. But anyway, I just have to get this off my chest. I have to testify and get this off my chest. Because I promised to God that I would do right too. It's off my chest. I feel good. And y'all Christian people, God-believing people, like myself, just pray for me that I won't never do this again. And I'm trying to get another apartment next year. So I have to learn how to save money and pay my bills. I don't know what's wrong. I don't have no excuse not to paying it. I just don't have no excuse. There's no excuse. It's $126. And my check is way more than that. You know? My check is over five. I'll just say five. Because it goes to the bank anyway, so. And I get a ride to the bank and ride back. So, it's about over $500. So, but it's no excuse. And I get paid for this too. Soon I get to a separate point. I get paid for this, doing this. Speaker pays me for this. The commercials and stuff like that. But it's just no excuse, you know. And I'm going to get it right. So kids, as you're watching, Michael, Donald, Ashley, all y'all listening, don't worry. Daddy got this. He's still up to his bad habits. Little bad habits, you know. But those habits going to break. Alright? So, enough about me. Let's get back to Star Trek. But just pray for me, guys. Okay? I still got control of my money. I still pay my rent. Haven't missed that one payment. And not going to miss one payment. Okay? Sometimes my job get a little curly. Little gray. But I still love my job. But it's not the job, it's the people. It's the people with their stuck up nose and their filthy attitude and all that. You know? It's just the things they say behind your back. They smile on your face and then talk about you behind your back. You know. But I'm keeping my head up. Got my second book coming out, Mr. Boogie Shoes. That's gonna do good. My family gonna help me sell my first book. And all, they told me to order some stuff. I ordered 20 more books on my first book. And they said they're going to buy the second book too. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. And all the people who support me on Speaker, who's on YouTube, go to Arizon. Corey Whitlock, Arizon. Type it in. Pre-order Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's going to be good. And you will be able to read this one. Okay? Burning Love and Ocean Sky was printed wrong. It was meant to be for ebook, and also made it into a book, and that's why you can't read it that well, unless you have some glasses and stuff, reading glasses, all right? But it's a good book. It's a good story, guys. It's a really good story. It's a little, I would say, 80% based on a true story, but it didn't happen that way, okay? My ex-wife did try to get me locked up. Lying said that I hit her with a phone, okay? But it didn't happen, okay? Got out of jail, got off, got a record expunged, and went on to work at Fort Meade. Yeah, that happened back in 2002 and 3, I don't know. When she lied on me and said that I hit her with a phone and all. But my lawyer got me off, my record is sponge, and then I went on to work at Fort Meade and NSA, Fort Meade, for Goodwill. And that's long gone. There's no record of that. Thank goodness. And I wouldn't be able to work at Fort Meade if they kept that on the record. But it's gone. That's right. This show is the truth, okay? Tell the truth. Talk about other people, like my ex-wife. I'm going to tell them about things she accused me of, too. I'm not afraid to put it out there, you know? I know it's my business and all, but sometimes you have to talk to people that you don't know and let them hear their opinion on things. And, guys, I'm doing good, though. Been working at Sterimars for 4 years, you know, it's already going 5, November 27th, complete 4 years, been divorced 4 years, and feel good, no headaches, because I don't work at Fort Meade no more, no headaches, because, no headaches, because, I'm not married no more, you know. Not married no more. Don't work at Goodwill no more. I used to come home with headaches, and this, both of those things just gave me a little headache, you know. I just couldn't take it. I'm just glad the situation, you know. And like I said, thanks for all the love and support that y'all give this show. You know, thank you for listening when I came back. I got a lot of support. I got a lot of support when I first came back. I mean, a lot of people listen. Keep on listening. Keep on putting your comments on Speaker, or go to YouTube and leave your comments. And the ones who do love Discovery, and the ones who don't love Discovery, we still Star Trek fans, and I love y'all. You have to be a Star Trek fan of some show. Voyager, Enterprise, Next Gen, or the original. So you have to be a Star Trek fan in order to make those comments, you know. So still love you. There's nobody putting no gun to you. I ain't telling you don't come on my show. No. Come on my YouTube channel, putting your opinion no more, because I love to hear your opinion. The ones who don't like Star Trek, and the ones who gave me a good opinion about Discovery. If you see season 4, I think they're going that route. You know, I read some articles every morning on my phone. They always talk about Star Trek, And one article says, report says, it's just like Deep Space Nine. Remember Captain Sisko and his new girlfriend? Yes, it's just like that. Remember Captain Sisko when it, the first three seasons, he was commander. And the crew was struggling to get together to settle on the station. Season 1, 2, and 3, they was just getting the hang to be out there in space in the Bajoran area, right by the edge of the wormhole. And they was just getting the hang. Took them 3 years just to adapt. Well, same thing with Discovery. They 900 years into the future. It took them 3 years to adapt to adapt to Michael Burnham's mistake when she started that war at the first season. And they had to adapt to her because she was commander at first. Remember all the captains they went to, and then Captain Piper came to save the third season. He did save the third season, believe me, because it was good. The third season was good. The stories didn't stand alone enough, and I understand the people who want stand alone episodes, but everybody got to say the story was good. And I'm not going to watch Strange New Worlds when it first come out, because I'm just going to wait to see if they're going to give us a season 5 and 6 of Discovery. If not, I'm going to stay away from Star Trek for a while, because it's not fair. It's just not fair. You know, just that Captain, let Seneca Mountain Green do her job, okay? And the rest of the people do their job, okay? It's just like, it's a little dislike DS9, okay? Give this show a chance. It's picking up. As you see in season 4, I think they're going to get back into it's flowing. The Federation is getting back together. It's getting more members. More members. You're right. I can't get that English right. So that person who think of that talk, blah, 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 blah. Ja, ja. You know, whoever said that comment. Sometimes I do ja. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I stumble on my English. So, I know you ain't perfect either. But anyway, a lot of people ain't perfect. Look at the people in Capitol Hill. They stumble on their English, dude. Is it English or English? Now you understand me, person who made that comment? English. Anyway, season 4 was really good. They start off, it was a little like the Star Trek Darkness and Star Trek Beyond. They mixed it in like that. I mean, yeah, it's okay. It was okay. But I think we ready to get back to exploring. And I think this show is going to give us a really good show. A really good season. And Paramount Plus, CBS, you just got to give us a season 5 or 6. Because y'all just getting back into exploring. And we just got to see what's going to happen. How many strange new worlds we going to conquer 900 years from now, you know? And like I said, every great empire falls. The Rome empire fell, the USSR fell, and a lot more fell over the years, and over the years that's not even recorded. You know, do your history. Find out how many empires fell throughout time, and Starfleet is no exception. Okay, Starfleet was built, and Starfleet will fall, and it fell. Okay, the burn destroyed Starfleet, and a lot of it kept them from traveling. Okay, the crew of the Discovery saved the day. Okay. Even though everybody said it was Captain Michael who saved the whole crew, it was a team effort, okay? To me, I saw a team effort. I didn't see one person save the day. I saw a team effort save the day. Just like Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. Without the other two, without Scotty, without Sulu, without Chekhov, and especially without Uhura, they would have never got to do that job. You know, they needed them just as much. Captain Kirk needed them. Captain Kirk needed his crew just as much he needed Spock and McCoy. Okay? The original Star Trek was all about Star Trek. It was all about Captain Kirk, McCoy, and Spock. We didn't know nothing about Sulu, Chekhov, Uhura, even the engineer. We didn't know that much about. We know everything. We saw his parents. We saw the love person that the doctor had. That little green person that he was in love with. Whoever the episode was, and Kirk, he jumped in bed with everything he can find. Anything that spread his legs, he jumped in bed with. You don't believe me? Watch the episodes. Watch the old episodes. You know? But it's good because when season 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 of Deep Space Nine came, they gave Captain Sisko a partner. And she was female. They didn't make him gay or nothing. Gave him a partner. He let his wife go. He had his son. He raised his son on the station. He was a captain. He promoted as a captain. And he made the show happen. He made his crew happen. And he dealt with it. This is the same thing with Captain Burton. Okay? She's going to have to do the same thing. She's going to fail. She's going to make bad decisions. Just like Kirk did. He get in all kinds of trouble. Just like John Luke did, you know, and just like Captain Arch did, Captain Janeway did, they had to make all kinds of decisions. Some was good, some was okay, some was just bad. So we just have to live with it, guys. Getting in that chair, it's no easy task. It's just like the captain of a Navy vessel. When that captain stepped in that chair, he have a thousand, especially an aircraft carrier. This is how many people is on an aircraft carrier. That captain is responsible for every person on that ship. Every person he's responsible for. And he got people under him making sure everything goes right. You know, one bad decision could cost him his career. You know, Star Trek is just like the Navy. It's just like, it got its admirals, got its president, it got its captain, it got its commander. You know, it's just like, almost just like the Navy. The only thing about the Navy, we conquer the sea. We protect the, our seas and all. And in Star Trek, we protect our borders in space. They protect our borders in the water. They protect our borders in space. And you gotta make those bad decisions. Those decisions. You got pirates out there. Still got pirates from the 1800s, 1600s. We still got the modern day pirates. Stealing oil, stealing trap, And they call in the Navy, the National Guard and all. Believe me, look this stuff up, people. Look it up on YouTube. We still got modern day pirates, still do the same thing the pirates did back then. The most famous pirate is Captain Black. What's his name? Black Hawk? Something like that. Oh, man. I can't remember his name. But he was a very vicious pirate. But we still got those today, and that's what Star Trek, that's Discovery doing, you know. Saving the galaxy against bad people. And the Klingons, the Romulans, the Cardassians, the Ferengis, and Bajorans, and Dominion. I'm sure we got some of those now, because thanks for Deep Space Nine, I'm sure we got all of them. And I'm sure we're going to see new species and all, going to go to war with each other. Klingons ain't going to like the new species. They probably start a war with them. Romulans going to start something, not going to agree with something. And they going to get in a conversation with some new species and Romulans. And here come Discovery, have to save the day. I think we're going to get those kind of episodes where you know how the Romulans are. You definitely know how the Klingons are. And you know how the Dominion are. And the Ferengis, they always want to bet something, put some money or something. So you know what kind of episodes we're probably going to get. If they go that direction, you know. And Booker, I hope this will be the last thing we hear about Booker World. I hope they find a source of Booker World, Mr. Booker World, and that will be the last of that. I hope they don't carry it on to the whole season. Okay? And as you hear me, CBS and Paramount, don't carry this on to the whole season. Because you're going to make Star Trek fans mad, you know. You know, we saw his world destroyed. But just don't carry it on. You know, just don't carry it on, okay? Put it in the next episode, and then let's go to a new episode. Let's go explore a new world or something. Alright? Let's go to Romulan and get them back up and going. Let's go to Klingons and get them back up and going. Alright? Let's go to the Ferengi, Bajoran world, and all them. Let's get them back up and going. And let's just start exploring. No. We can do it. We can do it, CBS. We can do it, Paramount. Writers of Discovery. Y'all can do this. Y'all fresh. Y'all young. Y'all can do this, okay? Let's give these fans what they want. And I'm sure they're not mad at y'all. They know that you're young, you're smart, and you're just learning the ropes of writing good Star Trek stories, okay? But these fans been fans since the first show began. We got old fans from Next Generation and the original. They know they Star Trek, okay? Way better than me. It's just some people just know it. We better me. And they know they Star Trek. They know what they want. Just give them what they want. Okay? This show is about exploring. Exploration. Going out there to new worlds and all. We need this hope back into America. Okay? We need this. It's too much stuff out there in the world today. Star Trek has bring made people be engineers. They made people to be doctors. They made young people to join the Navy, to be engineers, to be helmsmen, to be navigators, to be captains, commanders, lieutenants, and so on. Okay? And it's because of y'all, CBS and Paramount, that these people go on, get out the streets, and went on to a career where it's the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, or Coast Guard. It was because of y'all. And they not afraid to tell you that when they go to the Star Trek conventions. You know? And got to believe these people's stories. And just keep bringing these shows on, okay? And just try to make them more exciting and more explorable. There's a whole galaxy out there, guys. A whole galaxy. It's this whole story still in the Captain Kirk's timeline, Captain Sisko and Captain Picard timeline, and Janeway, and also in Captain Arch timeline, and the new timeline, 900 years from now. We have a whole timeline to pit Star Trek in. It's so many gaps. It's the gaps in the movies. What did they do before the motion picture? Between that time and that time. Where did they go? Between movies, like Star Wars did. Between movies. What they do with after the motion picture? Where did they go? Did they get promoted? What they do after the Search for Spot, the Voyage Home? That's what I want to know. The timeline between the Voyage Home and the Final Frontier movie. What happened between those two timelines? And what happened after the original movie, motion picture, The Undiscovered Country? Where did they go after that? The original crew. Did they get promoted? Did they stay with Starfleet? Where'd they go? We know what Captain Kirk did. He went back home. Because we saw him in the Next Generation movie. Generation. But where did the other ones go? You know, where did they go? Where'd Uhura go? Where'd Dr. McCoy go? Where'd Spot do? It's still stories between those timelines. So fans, we have a whole thousand of Star Trek left. Maybe one day, y'all young people who want to be actors, y'all might be in the next Star Trek movie or the next Star Trek series. You know, you living with your parents now, but you can wake up one day on the bridge of a starship at Paramount. Because Paramount and CBS are going to carry this for a long time. You know, they already making new Star Wars sockers. So you know Paramount is going to continue the Star Trek. Now, I don't know about the movies or nothing. But they need to get the movies together, too. But Discovery Season 4, it's going to be good. And I just hope that we have standalone episodes too. You know, I mean, the episodes after each other, like they did in the past, was real good. To me, it was good. And like one person said, we just need really good stories. Okay? The special effects is just great. We need storylines. We need good storylines for all the characters. Okay, we need backgrounds for all the characters. You're showing all the characters, you're giving them dialogues and everything, but we just need story for all the characters, okay? So, that's enough for Star Trek Discovery. CBS, Paramount Plus, every Thursday, go watch it, go screen it anytime you want. Stream it in the 12 o'clock in the morning. Stream it at 12 o'clock at night. It will be up. Next episode, Thursday, I will be there. Even though it's Thanksgiving, I will be watching. But Star Trek Discovery, Season 4, Paramount Plus. Love it. Thank you, CBS. Thank you, Paramount. Thank you, crew. Thank you, cast. Discovery. We love you. We want to see more. We want to see more. We want to see more. We want 3 more seasons, 5, 6, and 7, if you can get it to us. And I'm going to love Strange New Worlds, but if we don't get 5 and 6, at least 5 or 6 of Discovery, then I'm going to take a break of Star Trek. It's not fair. You gave Janeway 7 seasons. Give Seneca Green her 7 seasons too. It's only fair. She's the first black captain. Female black captain of Starfleet. Give her 7 seasons. Janeway got hers, and she back in it in a number of Star Trek series. So, give her hers. And Paramount, CBS, we want to see Sisko too, okay? You brought Janeway back, you brought Picard back. I want to see Sisko, Captain Sisko. No, bring him back. Do something to bring him back, okay? Put a good deal on the table for Alvin Brooks to put that suit back on. Okay? Give him half of, give him executive privilege. No? Executive producer. Or something like that. Co-executive producer. Co-writer. Just give it to him. No? He'll come back. Him and his son. The guy that played his son say he will come back. I'm sure the other ones, other actors will come back too. But just give it to him. You know? Tell the backstory of him. You know? Tell him when he was commander of a ship. Tell the story before they got in that situation when his wife died. You know? Tell that story about him and his ship. You know? How him and his wife met and all. You know? Just bring him back. Show a young Jake Sisko. So, I don't know if the bill been passed, the Bill Back Better Plan bill was passed or not. I heard parts of it when I was working and all. And I think they was voting on it. So anybody know that this bill was passed, just leave your comments. But I know Joe Biden wish he never took the shot. I mean, like I said, to be president, you have to be a really, really strong human being to be president. And everybody see, everybody who like Joe Biden, know that he just getting bit on in every direction. I mean, he just getting slammed, dumped every direction. And this not only the Republicans who doing this to him. It's his own party doing this to him. You know, it's one God that looked like Satan, who won't vote for the one bill, whatever's in the bill, so that people be on vacation when they have babies. I mean, standard vacation. He won't approve. He won't vote for that. He won't take that out. You know why? And I was married again, and my wife had a baby. I want an extra some time off so I can help take care of my kid, you know? I have a travel and all that. Pay leave. I want pay leave to be with my wife and kid, you know? At least 10 days, and a couple, at least 2 weeks, you know? Till she get back on her feet. Till she get back on her feet. That's what I would want. You know? And this Democrat piece of no good person, he won't give that to nobody. Just pay lead, you know? Pay lead. You get pay lead. You take off when somebody have a child. You took off when your wife had children. You know? Why you can't get that to nobody else? And also got free college. Free community college. You know, free community college. Not free college, free community college. I don't know if they put that in the bill or not. Put that back in the bill or not. So anybody who knows about this bill real good, just put your comments on it. Especially the one with pay lead. Especially, I want to definitely hear the woman's opinion. Female's opinion about that, you know. Because I know you want your husband around. Some of your husbands got good jobs and take them out of town. They have to fly out of town and all. And you pregnant and he's out of town, you know. Need pay lead off, you know. And I'm sure the husband, if he a good husband, will want that too. I feel y'all on that. I feel this is for the wives who have children, who carry the children for 9 months. They want their husband home, you know, to help out. 100% I feel y'all on that one, okay? You know, I feel you, because if I had a good job, I had a good woman, I mean, the job take me out of town and keep me away a long time, yeah, I want that pay leave so I can stay home with my kid, you know, help raise that kid. Help my wife feed her so she can rest after being in labor for a long time and all that. You don't know what women go through when they're in labor and all. It's a beautiful thing that they can produce that. You know, bring another life into the world. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. But you want your partner there with you when you had that child. You know, you don't want him cross another country or cross country while you laying there and having labor pains and stuff like that. That's not fair, you know. Need pay lead, especially the woman who got the job too. Had to go back to work right away. It's unbelievable, man. This Democrats and Republicans, it's just unbelievable. And my suggestion, guys, next president election, y'all should vote independently. Don't be no part of no party until they get their acts together. Vote independent. That's why I'm going to vote independent. I'm not a member of no party no more. I just had it with both of them, especially the Republicans. After they elected that no good piece of president that we had for 4 years, it would be a long time before I get back to a Republican president. Oh, Jesus. Glad we out those 4 years. And don't ask me what he's doing now. Who cares? Hope he just planning his grave to go to Harley's. And that's all I got for the world of so-called politics. They just give me a headache when I talk about them, you know. I had to stop watching the news too. You watch too much of that stuff that make you go crazy as well. Oh, yeah. There's another thing that I had to talk about. After being on your job at 4 years, you know, you've been at your job for 4 years, and you've been doing your job well, you know, then you get these new people. Some of these people left and all, because they think you weird and all. They think you weird and everything. And all. You know, they be looking at you all crazy and stuff. Just because you won't talk to them. Just because you won't say good morning to them and all. They talk about you behind your back. Well, this is how I like it in my job. And don't worry, I'm not quitting. Not by a long shot. I'm staying with this job. I really like this job, and I'm staying with it. And all. But got some people there at my job, you know. Not mentioning no names and nothing like that. But it's there. And you got people walk up to you. Would you work it hard? And they see you cleaning the rooms and all. And they gonna walk up to you and ask you a dumb question. You working hard? And then start laughing. I mean, like the Bible says, the devil send people to try to destroy you to where you last successful at. And that's where I was successful at, getting a new job. And now the enemy is trying to destroy that because he don't want me to go to the next level. He know that I'm doing this podcast show. He know that God got me a book published. He know I still got my family. My son is doing great. He's driving. He got his own. He got two jobs and doing his own thing. My son Michael, Ashley doing well. All my kids are doing well. Still looking for Jessica and all, but they are doing well. And but it's just these people that just don't want to like you for no reason. And that's what they put on this earth for. You know, to me, that's what they was put on this earth for. No matter what you do, how you do it, they still don't think you can do a job. Now, I work at landscape. I work as a dishwasher twice. And I work at Walmart. Walmart was one of my best jobs I ever would have. It's way better than this job. But anyway, this job is the second best. But you got those people that think that you never worked before. That try to get information out of you. And all that went ahead, you know, and then think that you can't do nothing just because you got a bus, a mobility bus to come pick you up and all that stuff. They think you hopeless, can't do anything for yourself and all. And you got this one person that worked in the kitchen told me if I had any other job, I would have been fired by now. So something told me to lay her tail out, but another voice came into my head and said, "Peace, stay still." You know, because she don't know my work history. She gonna come up and tell me that your job performance is poor. Just by saying what you just said, your skills, your professional is poor. You know, you don't come up and say to another employee that your professional was poor. You don't even work in my field. You know? But she get that too. She get that from other employees that work with me. Two other people that work with me trying to say that I can't do the job. Just because they work at the hospital or they work at the airport or they work at hotel, they think they better than me. But I work at Fort Meade, you know. We had about 4-6 buildings a day. That's right. Each crew had like 5 or 6 buildings, you know. Some of those buildings didn't have no air conditioning in them. Some of those buildings old, didn't have no elevators. And I worked there for 11 years, carrying a bucket of water up the steps. Up 3 flights of steps, and then have to carry it back down to dump it, you know, because those old buildings don't have no elevators, and we had to carry our equipment up the steps, up 3 levels of steps, sometimes 4, Then we have to bring it all back down, including the trash. And sometimes we have like 5 or 7, 6 bags of trash. The building Uncle McLeek worked in, that building had like, 20, 30 bags of trash. Sometimes we had to go back 3 times just to get the trash. And that's the big building. We had to go over to the little building and pour that trash, do the vacuuming. And the big building had 3 levels. We had to mop the floor, do both sides, vacuum both sides, and those sides were really big. And then we had to go in back. Then they have offices in back, had offices in the middle. Then they had offices in the side. Then they had offices downstairs when you come in the doors and all. They have the big offices where they have vines where they sit together and all, and they have spillers. And those they were no little offices either. They was big. I mean, they were big rooms. They had 2 sides of the rooms. And then you had to go downstairs. Then they had 2 sides of that. And then, don't let me get to start with the bathrooms. Because they have bathrooms here, then they have bathrooms there, then they have bathroom there, then they have bathrooms there. Oh my goodness. It was just bathrooms after bathrooms. Then you had to mop them on the break rooms they had. About 7 or 8 break rooms. And then you had to do the front. The front. Then you had to mop down the steps and all that stuff. And you had to do this before 11:30 so we can go back to lunch. You had to get in that building. We get in there. We leave the shop like around 7:50 because we had to load our stuff. We had to get in, get our coats, and get everything together, put our stuff away, lock that stuff up. Then we had to punch in. We had to get all our equipment together. We had to load the vans up. And then we had to get to the building, bring our equipment down to the building, get our equipment settled, bring it upstairs. You know, Uncle Maylik building, that building did have elevators. We still had to carry stuff up because sometimes the elevators didn't work. We had to carry the stuff upstairs. But that's one of the best buildings because that building was new and wasn't that long built. But some of the old buildings on base. Now, Uncle Maylik building was off base. The buildings was on base. They had like 5 sections. You had to go to 1 section. Then you had to go upstairs and down. Then you had to go to the other section. Downstairs, upstairs, and down, and up. Then you had to go to another section, which was the biggest section. And you had to do that all before 11:30. So, the people that I work with now, I don't know what they're talking about. You know, that if I had any other job, I would have been fired. You know, now, I know Goodwill wasn't all that good. I mean, still rated a 30 in my book. And the reason I get a 30% because they did come to my daughter's funeral. You know, some of them did. Other ones still were stuck up, just like the people, you know. I just had to get that off my, tell that story too, you know. And I learned, in all the years that I learned, jobs will always have people who's not going to like you. No matter what you do, they're not going to like you. I mean, just them. And I don't know how can they live with it. That's, you know, especially that woman who said what she said, you know. But the Bible says forgive people who hurt you. Forgive people who's against you. Forgive people who do things, who say things wrong against you. And so on. So that's what I did. I turned my cheek and kept on working. And did my job. And I felt good about it. And I just kept saying to myself and to God, no one is going to mess my joy up. No one is going to mess my joy up. Peace, stay still. Because that was me back in the... That was the old Corey back in the old days, Corey, I'm probably going to be working right now. But I just had to tell that story before I leave, everyone. But it's good to see everybody, and I promise we'll have that, the soundtrack, the theme song, and everything back up and everything, okay? And I will pay that gas electric bill, people. Just pray that out. I'll keep paying, and I'll keep having control of my money, because it feels good to do stuff for yourself. I mean, I feel good when I hand that money to Henry, knowing that I'm doing this myself. You know, Wristcraft, all art, all those programs that I'm with, they're not doing it for me no more. I'm doing it myself. I'm standing on my own 2 feet and doing it myself. And it feels good. And I'm going to continue doing that. And I'm not going to mess up. Sometimes you do slip up. You do fall. You do stumble. And when you do, just get back up, dust yourself off, keep your head up, keep your chest out, and just handle it. And just say, Dean's going to get better. Dean's going to get better. Take Jesus' hand. Dean's going to get better. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you always. May the force be with you of Jesus always. And for the new sign-off, I'm Nancy, I'm Diane, I'm Judy, I'm Beretta, I'm Mary, I'm Alice, Uncle Harry, and cousins, nieces and nephews, and of course, my 5 beautiful children, and we love you. Good night, and thank you for listening, everyone. We love you, Russia. We love you, Middle East. We love you, West Coast, always. Thank you. See you soon.